Hello from Kochwerke. This is my third attempt at this video because I'm trying to keep this as quick and as basic as possible. And this is all about mic placement. This is not a how-to, this is just to show you the effects of the different mic placements. So this is not, this is how it's done. This is more kind of like, this is kind of what happens. So what I'm gonna do is I'm not gonna put this, this is not a setup in the studio as you can see, this is just a screen grab, and instead of setting up the stuff live, I'm going to use Amplitude because Amplitude does one hell of a job at recreating amps, pedals, cabs, even all the different microphones and the microphone placements. It does a really good job of that. So it's easy in this to illustrate quickly and efficiently of what happens with the mic placements and how it changes the tone and how and why it's so important to actually find the right spot to place your mic. So what we're going to do is we're going to go for the standard. The standard is, you'll probably see a lot of YouTube videos doing this, SM57, bang, in the middle. So I'm going to first switch off the condenser. I'm going to mute that. So the only thing running here is the SM57. And I'm going to select that, so there's no blend going on here. Quickly show you the amp. It is a bit of a high gain one. I think it shows off the effects much better. Metal 4x12 cab, I think it's based on the Mesa Boogie. Just put this out the way. So as you can see the axis here, this is the distance, and this is the left and right. So I'm going to put it right in the center, and you can hear what that roughly sounds like. Let me just switch this down. So what I'm going to do now is very simply play and move the SM57 left to right. And that illustrates the change in frequencies and the frequency response. Now what Amplitude doesn't do is you're not able to change the angle at which the mic is actually pointing at the speaker, which also has a dramatic effect. This one only allows you to pull it back and forward. And the SM57 likes to be nice in the middle. Because this is the metal cab, you don't have to have it right on the cone to get a high attack on it. You can be a little bit off-center to just curb that attack a wee bit. Now, I'm going to switch this one off, and I'm going to go for the second one, which is the condenser. And now we're going to hear only the condenser. Condensers obviously pick up a lot more nuances, they're much more sensitive, and they're more there for the cabinet sound itself, and the room sound, so they pick up all the things that the 57 doesn't pick up. And that's why you use them together. You'll notice that the best sound usually ends up with these two close together like that. Now in the older days they used to put the condenser far back to get the room sound as well, and then they would blend the two. And this is not necessary because we have room mic set up here, so I'm not going to do this for this one. We are just going to do these two blends here. So now I'm going to go back to the 57 and unmute it. Now both are running. And if you see now, if I blend them, I can get a really nice blend between the two. And if I now want to go a bit further, and I'm going to start with, this is a mid-studio setup, I can now blend in the level of the room mics, which are set up here. So that's what I mean. I mean, Amplitude really does a and the fantastic job of recreating the different mic placements and all the cabs and all these kind of things. So it's great to use quickly. Obviously, I don't think it is a good idea to use it for final productions, but I think it's brilliant for putting down ideas quickly and accurately, and then actually having some sort of sound guide to go into the studio and say, well, I want this head, I want this cab, I want these mics, because I managed to find a certain tone this way or that way. And then try and recreating it, and you should be somewhere within the ballpark. So, a very quick video, mic placement. Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.